Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Who got arrested this week? Who attacked Ryback this time at Survivor Series? And which superstar is upset with upper management? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
This is TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark. We are the only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So John Cena was injured on Raw. So what happened here, Aaron?
You know, he came out of the ring and landed on his foot wrong when he was chasing after Dolph Ziggler. And it actually looked like he rolled his ankle. And WWE is playing this up, I think, to be a bigger deal than what it is. And so my thought is they're going to turn this into a really big angle. He's going to be on crutches. He's going to, you know, still want to fight Dolph Ziggler at TLC. And then he's going to be okay in the match. So it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, he can aggravate it, you know, and he's probably wrestling on borrowed time just like Edge was. So you don't want to push him too hard.
Right. And it was also kind of interesting. He just rolled his ankle, which I almost blame on the fact that he wears tennis shoes whenever he wrestles. And a lot of guys will go with wrestler shoes or they'll actually go with the full boots. And those things usually don't have too many ankle problems, of course, unless you're Sid Vicious or Psycho Sid or whatever you want to call
him. Why do you have to bring that up?
You got to bring that up because now it's embedded in everyone's mind. They're like, you've got to be kidding.
So Andy Kalin was arrested this week at a WWE event. What happened?
Well, here's one thing I don't get. If it's a UFC event, if it's a boxing thing, and the guy needs to get arrested, they wait till after the fight, or they wait till after he leaves the arena to arrest him. The funny part is that they went to the event and went and got her, arrested her, took her back to the police station, and then she was released on like $315, I think it was the amount it was. But it was for an unpaid speeding ticket. Which I find weird, but it's like, okay, so you went to all this trouble just to arrest her. You couldn't just give her, you know, say, hey, we found this ticket that you knew of. Who was actually, like, all about this ticket? That's what I don't understand, but oh well.
Yeah, a speeding ticket in particular, you know, and not to talk politics or anything like that, but I would think that the police officers would probably have something better to do with their time than look at somebody for a speeding ticket, you know, that was happened to be unpaid.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't give him a, you know, a courtesy call because she said she completely forgot about it. And it was, you know, wrestlers, they travel all the time. It's just one of those weird things. But so WWE employees actually watch TNA. And how do we know this, Aaron?
Because as many of us know, if we watch both programs, last couple weeks, they've been copying some ideas. And you look at that and you go, that's weird. I've seen this before. You know, but where did I see that? Well, I saw it on TNA. Well, that's kind of weird that they do it within weeks of each other. And so it was said that a lot of employees, they're contracted to watch, you know, TNA, Ring of Honor, even their own NXT, which is kind of almost its own promotion. I mean, Vince isn't going to have his hand in that necessarily, you know, at least not full time. So they're going to watch this. They're going to find the good ideas and they're going to borrow it from them in the same way that TNA does it with WWE. They did it with WCW. You know, people borrow ideas from each other. It's not a bad thing by any means. It's just that I hope they take the good ideas and make them better, not take ideas that are kind of dumb and keep them dumber.
That is correct. And the one thing I will say is I've been watching a lot of the NXT stuff, and I'm looking forward to some of the superstars that are going to be coming up there. You have Aubrey Marie, I think is her name, and Paige coming up that actually can wrestle, and they've been in other promotions too. And I'm looking forward to that. Plus, they got some great guys, actually, that can wrestle down there. And there's this one guy, his gimmick right now. I don't remember the name. I'm going to hate myself later for this. But it's not a three count. They have to kick. They have to count five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And the crowd gets into it. It's awesome. You might have seen it before. They did a montage where Cena was this guy was weightlifting and he broke a bench press record. It's that guy. It's this big black guy. awesome. He can actually somewhat wrestle. Very actually decent on the mic. And I love his gimmick, the five. You have to count to five every time. I think it's great. I think what they're doing down there is really good. It's going to be interesting to see what happens when those guys make it to the main roster. But I can talk a long time about it because I've actually been kind of excited watching that stuff because it's so good. But anyways, so CM Punk is really upset with the WWE, the upper management. And I at first I was like, you should not be upset. There's no reason you should be upset. And then I realized something. They promoted each time a superstar would do certain things. They'd say, hey, I can't remember the one off the top of my head, but they promoting
the Miz was on the team.
The Miz, yeah, that's right. That's one of them. They talk about the Miz. Okay, so CM Punk is going to be, I think, like the headmaster or the whatever at the Chicago Parade. Nothing was said about it.
He's at the Chicago Parade. He's going to be on The Talking Dead, mm-hmm. which is a show that you show after The Walking Dead where you talk about the episode. And I definitely understand where he's coming from. One of his biggest gripes was, look, you guys aren't even promoting me. And right now, I mean, CM Punk is at this, this point in history where he is one of the longest reigning WWE champions. He's the longest reigning one in recent history, mm-hmm. About ready to surpass Cena. In one of his reigns, and it's amazing that they're not promoting him even more than what he is, because something we're going to talk about on our CM Punk special that we released in 2 weeks is, where does he fit in the WWE history books? You have a Bruno Sammartino, you have a Hulk Hogan, you have a Bret Hart, a Rock, John Cena. Where's Punk? Is Punk the Randy Savage? And it's interesting now because what are they doing with him? Because they're not promoting him. And I think he has a legitimate gripe.
Yeah, I didn't at first, like I said, but like I completely agree what he's been saying. He is right. You're not getting promoted. The Talking Dead, The Walking Dead is the second highest rated cable show next to what? Do you know?
Honey Boo Boo?
Monday Night Football. That's the second one. So you have Monday Night Football, The Walking Dead, and then you have The Talking Dead, which I don't watch The Walking Dead, but from what I gathered, everyone watches the show afterwards because they got to talk about it. Why wouldn't you have him on there? He's going to be seen by, if it's 9 million people they get for The Walking Dead, they probably get 8 million for The Talking Dead. 8 million people. And you have 3 million, 3 to 4, sometimes 4 million, but mostly 3 million people that watch Raw. Why not pull another million, or even if you pull, 10% of those people come and watch Raw, that's a big number. Why not promote it? They should be promoting the crap out of it right now on Twitter, on Facebook, and also on their main page. They shouldn't just wait till the day of, be like, oh yeah, by the way, he was on The Talking Dead.
Yeah.
That's what's going to end up happening. He is right in this case. And plus, absolutely. I think he's upset because he didn't get to make out with AJ.
Well, Andy, let's keep this train rolling. Let's talk about the WWE programming this week. So Punk retained at SummerSlam.
Yes, he did.
And Survivor Series is what I meant.
Yeah, it's not Survivor Series. The other one.
He retained in a weird way, though, right?
This is the second time that he's retained, and he retained by someone attacking Ryback, which is hilarious to me. And it's the Shield is what they're going to – the rumor name for it. But it's Rollins, Ambrose, and Reigns. They came out and beat up Ryback, powerbombed through the announcer's table, and that was it. And then they kicked a monitor, which I think those monitors are like $4,000. So I wonder whose paycheck that's coming out of. But yeah, I thought it was really interesting that they came out, because I – at first, in all seriousness, I thought someone from the crowd came out, because – usually you don't dress all in black. Usually they have like a different shirt on, a certain color, and then who it is. But when they came in, I was like, hey, isn't that Dean from NXT? And I was like, that guy just – and then Reigns just – he just started wrestling on NXT TV. He's only been on there for like 2 weeks, and then he comes out. It's like, wow, he got promoted for really fast.
Yeah.
But he's a big guy, very agile too, decent in the ring. He's better than Cena, but that's not saying much. But – I was very surprised they brought him up because, Rollins and Ambrose have been ready for weeks, months,
Yeah.
But it's interesting they came out and did their group thing and beat up Ryback. I see what's going to happen here. is that they're going to – that Ryback's going to continue to lose matches because of these guys. And then Ryback's going to get his revenge. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did this right, WrestleMania. If it's done right. If it's done right.
Yeah, but it'd be an opening match, though.
That? It could be. You never know. But yeah, it's very interesting. Survivor Series, when it's all said and done, I thought was actually boring. That was a waste of money. This one could have been on TV for free. It should have been.
It was a huge waste of money, in my opinion. Yeah. And I really feel they missed a huge opportunity to promote some of their better stars, have some bigger storylines come out from this. Because realistically, the only big storyline was The Shield. No one else.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing about the U.S. title, the IC title. You know, maybe Ziggler winning. That might have been a pretty big deal. But other than that, I just felt like Survivor Series, this year in particular, it was a filler pay-per-view. And that's not what Survivor Series should be. It should not be a filler pay-per-view.
Four matches is what it should be. Survivor Series matches. There should be four matches. And then you have your two titles and maybe a women's match. You put the IC title, you put the US title, guys, you put them in the match. And you have it mean something where they can get a title shot. And then they can, you know, then the next pay-per-view, let's say there's four guys remaining on the team of the teams that are left. They can do a fatal four-way. Whoever wins, they get the first shot at whatever title they want. That's what it should be. It's not. I think that actually some people are hurting the WWE, and I think the ratings are showing right now. But yeah, so that was Survivor Series. Nothing happened. And then what happened on, I mean, Raw, nothing really. Cena celebration, that's about it. But Cena now is actually kind of moving away from title picture altogether, and he's going after Ziggler, which I find interesting.
Well, they've been doing the storyline with him and AJ for a while now, and Ziggler has been involved because of Vicky Guerrero, and so this is now moving towards a match at TLC. That'll be very interesting to see. I wonder what type of match they'll do. I mean, they could do a ladder match, but I guess what would they be going for? More than likely, it would probably be a
ladder match, and he puts his money in the bank on the line. That would make it interesting because you would think Cena would win, and then you could actually have those three guys, the Shield, come out and beat Cena up. Ziggler retains.
That would be interesting.
And what would be interesting is also if the Shield came out and beat the crap out of Big Show and Ziggler cashes it in. That would be awesome. But we'll see what happens. Big Show's a champion. I'm kind of bored with it already. They're going to have a chairs match at TLC. Sheamus and Big Show will. Nah. Oh, well. Kind of bored. You know, Sheamus, he's great. He had the strap. That's fine. And at this pay-per-view, have him move on. Have him do something else. I wouldn't mind seeing him and Ziggler go at it. You know, I think we've seen that before, but it'd be kind of interesting to see the match they put on. But yeah, one thing I also want to point out is that main event the other day actually had a really good match with The Miz, because of course he's now a face, and him and Ziggler put on a great match. A great match. It was very entertaining. I think it had two commercial breaks in it, but it was still awesome. Hands down, it was a great match, and it was on main event. So got to give WWE kudos having those guys, two guys, wrestle. So hopefully we see something out of it. Hopefully see Miz with the title again.
But maybe, yeah. Maybe.
Here's one thing that I just don't get, Aaron. And this just bothers the crap out of me. I thought Orton and Alberto Del Rio were done.
No, I thought
the feud
was
done.
They're not.
Are they seriously not knowing what to do with their superstars? Because that's what it seems like to me.
I don't think they have a good plan in place for these two in particular. You know, having the match that they had, it wasn't that bad. It was a 2 out of 3 falls match, which at least that's a little different than what they had been doing. Kudos to them for at least breathing a little bit of life into it. However, though, I'm done with this. I don't care. I don't want to watch these two anymore. Move on. Move to something else. Orton needs to do something else. Del Rio needs to do something else. And honestly, I think that these two would benefit from going somewhere else, like out of the WWE, like learning a different style, because right now in the WWE, I don't care for them. I really don't. I'm getting sick of them.
You almost want them to do like what WCW did, where they just kind of redid everything, dropped all the titles, handed it over to Vince Russo, and kind of reboot everything. You almost want them to do that, because I think that's where this is heading. I think a reboot, is what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah, they need it. They need it.
They need it. But you know what else you need? You need to get a web hoster. Or, you know, a web host. Not a web hoster. But a web host. So are you a blogger or a podcast, or you're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. They offer unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and hands down, the best control panel out there, and they just upgraded it, and it's even better. So stop by today and try free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code on Black Friday, you'll save 50% off your web hosting packages. After Black Friday, it's only 25% by using Off The Mark. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com. Take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out our Off The Marks, the Section 86 Off The Mark page. You'll see a banner up there, WB Shop. It'll take you there. If you spend $70 or more, especially on Black Friday, you'll get $10 off. And also, make sure you check out HighSpots.com. Let's move on to Impact Wrestling. So, Sleaze and Matt Morgan versus Chavo and Hernandez is being teased. Is it too soon for them to drop the titles?
I mean, they've had the titles now for 2 months. I'm okay with them losing it, to be honest. I think Chavo and Hernandez make a very good tag team, but if you don't have a good other tag team, you know, like a good heel tag team for them to go up against, then who cares? Because the only tag team that they had was Daniels and Kaz. At least these two add a little bit of depth to that. So I really hope that this actually comes to fruition and becomes a real tag team match.
Yeah. And that would be the great thing if they do that. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen. Probably when we're down there, we'll see this happen, which will be awesome. Mm-hmm. So AJ Lee, Styles, beats Kaz. Set sights to Daniels. What's going on with this, Aaron?
I got to say, I am a little bored with this. It's been going on for over a year. And it's one of those things where, like, yes, they put on some great matches, but I don't need to see him again. You know, I don't have to see him over and over and over again. This is like the Kane Undertaker stuff. It's not that Kane and Undertaker wrestled all the time. It's that you remember that they wrestled all the time. And same thing with this. If this is the last match they ever do, okay, I'm fine with that. But it won't be.
That is true. But yeah, it's one of those things, dude, like, you can recycle certain things, but at some point you have to stop recycling. But anyway, so Austin Aries is now targeting who, Aaron?
Triple H.
Triple H, really?
Yeah, Triple H. No, I'm sorry, Hulk Hogan. The other HH.
Yes, he's now targeting him. So what's are they gonna like feud, or what's gonna happen here? Is this gonna be like Vince is Hogan now and Aries is Austin? Is that what they're trying to do?
I think it'll be something along those lines. It's not going to be the exact same, but it'll be similar. You have Hogan, who is the face, and then you have Aries, who is the heel. And so you're going to have that challenging authority type thing where Aries will probably be more of a tweener and Hogan will be the true face. It'll be very interesting to see. I think that it's a smart move on their part. I think that Aries, even though he is a little bit of a fan favorite, people like booing him, though, too. Kind of like Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the best example. I think that it could be really good.
That is a great example, Jericho. It's just one of those guys you love to boo. But, yeah, so anyways, that's enough for programming this week for both WWE and TNA. We need to talk about our weekly topic, and that is, our WWE release is coming soon now that Linda McMahon is no longer running for or is now no longer going to be in politics. What do you think, Aaron?
I think that they are going to come soon. I think that we're going to see some very surprising releases. I think that we're going to see some that is like, holy crap, that person got released. Well, I mean, I guess, you know, it makes sense.
Derek Bateman. Let's see.
Well, what big names do you think are going to go?
A big name, I wouldn't be surprised if Great Khali, Hornswoggle, who else? Those are the two I wouldn't be surprised. In a way, I see Santino, but Santino, he's done so much stuff, and he has a couple pilots now. You know, he's one that they're going to keep, but they're going to have, I bet you, I'd say by WrestleMania, we'll have at least 20 cuts. That's what 20. I think is going to happen. I think there will be about 20 cuts.
Well, that's, you're saying with NXT and all that, right?
Yes, I'm saying with NXT, you'll probably see 20 cuts. I think in NXT, there's probably three I think will get cut because they've turned into jobbers. I mean, they can sell and they look good when they're in the ring, but they're not doing anything with them. But if they go to TNA, they're going to be like a mid-carder. That it's just one of those things. If they go to Ring of Honor, they're going to have the ROH championship. I mean, that's just one of those things. I was going to say Heath Slater, but he's so well liked right now that he's safe. Legends like him.
They have something going on with them right now. Correct. So I can understand him staying there. The one that comes to mind immediately is one half of Crime Time. Whoever is.
Oh, JTG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's gone. And then his girlfriend, she's in NXT too. She's probably going to be gone because she looks okay. That's it.
Yeah.
And that's where it stops.
Yeah, I think that he's the first one to go. But I think surprising ones that you'll be like, whoa, Jack Swagger. I think he'd be one who's probably going to get released. And I think that'll be a little bit of a surprise. Okay. I could possibly. Orton's been suspended twice now.
Okay.
And I think that Orton could potentially get released.
He could. But I don't see that happening.
You don't?
Not Orton. If you were to say, I don't know, it's just Randy Orton, I don't see getting released because, I mean, if anything, I see him just getting paid time off. They're like, hey, go rest. You know, go rest for the next year. I can see that. I don't see them letting him go, though.
Well, and I'm not saying that he's going to. I'm saying that this is a, you know, he has the 1.5% chance of getting released, I would say. But I think that he has a higher chance of getting released than somebody like Mysterio or Del Rio or, you know, really like half of the roster. I'd say that Orton would be the highest person, the most higher up person who would be closer to the chopping block than anyone else. Hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying by that. It's hard to actually think about like all the everyone that's on the roster still because there's some guys that haven't been on TV in weeks, months.
Oh yeah, like Yoshitatsu.
He's been at NXT though.
Is he?
Yeah, he I've been watching the NXT stuff. So yeah, he's been on there. No, I take that back. He's been on there once. But
well, is he wrestling on NXT?
He wrestled. Like I can't remember who he tagged with someone. And they faced, I think it was Ascension, and Ascension is going to be an awesome, they're kind of like, the Brood in a way, but they're like more, it's more of a vampire gimmick, and they've been having a great feud with the Usos. Great stuff, by the way. Honestly, NXT, I don't know why it's not aired in the United States. It's aired everywhere but here, which I find hilarious. So I got to find it through, you know, Usenet and stuff like that, but the show's been really good. Gotta say that. But anyways, we're not talking about NXT. We're talking about releases. NXT, there's a couple people that probably release. Some people are just fillers.
Well, let's talk about the main roster though. Who else do you think is gonna get a release?
You know, Swagger, I can see. There's no women wrestlers that will get released. That's the thing.
They have so few.
They don't have enough. They have too many men wrestlers. You know, it's hard to say because I see some guys that were, you know, they went up to Raw, they went up to SmackDown, and then they're just back down at NXT. You're not going to see the Usos because they're so big actually right now with NXT. They're going to stay there. And when
I got one, though, that okay. You probably didn't even think about.
All right.
Tensai.
Oh, yeah. But see, he could get released. You know, Matt Bloom was making a great amount of money over in Japan. And the thing is, the best part about Japan wrestling is that you have seasons. So he'll wrestle for 6 weeks, be off for four, whatever it is. And it's just that they'll wrestle for those 6 weeks and they're taped. So then they'll just play the tapes and then he'll come back and wrestle again. So for him, it's ideal because he gets paid the same amount or not the same amount from WWE, but close. And the nice part is that he gets all this extra time off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Tensai could be gone. You know, I thought about Ricardo, but then the fact that Ricardo is wrestling under El Loco and he's also a ring announcer for Del Rio,
But Del Rio's the one I wouldn't be surprised if they let go, because it's gotten to the point now, what do you do with him? You know, that's what it's gone down to. What do you do with him? Okay, he's done.
Yeah, I mean, what do you do? He's a Royal Rumble winner.
Mm-hmm.
He is a Money in the Bank winner. And he is somebody who does not draw a dime.
Yeah, and, you know, he drew in Mexico. That's great. But the thing is, I think what they did with him was wrong. I think he could have been packaged completely different. Don't make him a rich guy. You know, Del Rio said it perfectly. He pulls out in a $400,000 car, and then he leaves in a Ford Taurus. Okay, there is a big difference, because he could have bought, you know, what, 20 Ford Focuses or Ford Tauruses for the same amount that he paid for that $400,000 car. You know, and we're not talking about the nice Ford Taurus shows. We're talking about the base version that has crank windows in it. That's what he's driving away in. So,
yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see who is released, who is not released. And then, you know, like where they go, because there are some people who might go to TNA. There are some people who might go to Ring of Honor. There are people who may go to Japan. It's going to be very interesting. And, you know, getting released in the WWE is actually kind of a good thing, because these are people who are not being used properly and are, you know, probably happy to start their careers elsewhere. I think Jack Swagger would have a much better career in TNA right now than he would in WWE. Bring him over to TNA for a year and then have him go back to WWE, and I bet he'd be a better performer. Same thing with John Morrison. I always said I think that John Morrison should go to TNA, and it's unfortunate that he hasn't, but you know, he's somebody that I think would have been great over there.
And actually, I'm wondering what is going on with John Morrison, because or Johnny Nitro. Yeah. I'm always wondering what's going on with him, because every time I hear his name brought up, he's smiling, he's in a good mood, you know, he looks great, he's in great shape still. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back next year. I think I said earlier that he was going to come back this year at some point, but I wouldn't be surprised if he shows up and they do something big with him. But you have to have it, you know, you have to have it planned out properly, and as we've seen before, the WWE doesn't plan certain things properly unless it's with Triple H. So, but yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, it'll just be interesting to see what happens. I, you know, that's a great guy to see come back. Just have him show up once and have the crowd just go nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so anything else you want? You know, is there anyone else you can think of that, you know, besides Derek Bateman and Johnny Curtis getting released? The Fandango?
No. Nope, that's about it.
So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at Off the Mark 86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.